The question is that a state of unconsciousness comes during meditation, and it has been described as a state which is different from deep sleep. Could you explain it, please?
Unconsciousness is deep sleep. Unconsciousness is deep sleep. What may happen if the nervous system is tired, if we are tired, then the mind is starting to experience the mantra, and then it experiences a few steps finer. But because the system is tired, the tired nervous system is not flexible. The nerves and veins of the physical structure, they are so tight, they want to rest and don't want to function. And when the system does not want to function, then the mind has no instrument for activity. So experiencing a few steps of subtlety, the system rests, doesn't respond, it ceases to be active. The mind then, it just falls flat. No experience, as in deep sleep. That is deep sleep brought about or forced by the tired condition of nervous system. The system is tired, it can't be active anymore. So the mind can't have its activity. That means the mind can't experience any further subtler state. Maybe after 2 minutes or 5 minutes, the system starts functioning a little bit. And when the system starts functioning, the mind starts experiencing the mantra again. Again experiencing a few steps of subtlety, the system may not like to work again, because it's probably not fully recovered from fatigue. So these blackouts of experience during meditation is due to tiredness of nervous system. Whether it is physically tired or physically tired means out of exhaustion. You have exerted the body. You wasted quite a lot of energy, and the system does not function. It wants rest and rest and rest. So these blackouts, we may call them blackouts. Mind experiencing the mantra and suddenly does not experience anything. Does not experience anything has two conditions. One is like deep sleep, does not experience anything. The other is, it does not experience anything, mantra is gone, but it is awake inside. And when the mind is awake inside and is close to outer experiences, is close to the experience of mantra, then it is pure awareness. It is transcendental consciousness. It is a state of being. It is one with cosmic intelligence, pure existence. Inside awake, being aware of awareness, that is pure awareness. That is the nature of the self. It is transcendental consciousness, pure consciousness. Absolute state of life, non-changing, immortal being. Then the mind comes out, takes a thought. From thought we come to the mantra. From the mantra we experience the final state of the mantra, and then again get to that transcendental awareness. It is 50% like deep sleep and 50% like not like deep sleep. It is like deep sleep in the sense that as in the deep sleep we become unaware of the outer world, so we become unaware of the outer world in this condition. In this sense, it is like deep sleep. And it is not like deep sleep in the sense that in deep sleep we do not even experience deep sleep. We are completely sunk in deep ignorance. And here we experience our awareness. We are open completely to full enlightenment. We are aware of ourself. We are aware of the absolute state of our life. The individual mind is then in the state of eternity, cosmic mind, cosmic intelligence. It is eternity, out of time, out of space, eternal existence. So, this state of transcendental consciousness is the state of complete restful alertness on the part of nervous system. Not only rest, but restful alertness. It is alert and resting. The nervous system is in this condition, like the full drawn arrow on the bow. It is resting. It is not active. But this state of rest is the basis of great dynamic activity. Like that, the nervous system is resting. It is not active. But this restfulness is 100% alertness of the nervous system. It is the basis of all dynamic activity. Another condition of the arrow is not drawn on the bow, just standing on the string. It is resting, but it's dead. If we leave it, just falls down like that. This restful condition of the arrow is not the basis of dynamic activity. It's dull. Fully drawn state of the arrow is also the state of non-activity. It's the state of complete rest, but is the source of great dynamic activity. Like that, the fully alert state of nervous system is that which gives a state of pure awareness to the mind. Mind in pure awareness means the individual mind in tune with cosmic intelligence. Now from there it's ready to jump into any great dynamic activity. It has that ability. Otherwise, in deep sleep also the nervous system is resting. But that rest is not the source of great dynamic activity to the extent dynamism is possible from this nervous system. See, we rest in the night. And certainly we are more dynamic in the morning than when we started to sleep in the night. There is some increased ability of action, but that increased ability is not to that degree which the nervous system can afford. The nervous system can afford very great dynamic ability. And this state of nervous system is gained by in that state where the nervous system is restfully alert, corresponding to the mental state where the mind is pure awareness. The mind is pure awareness. Not that the mind is experiencing pure awareness, no. The mind is pure awareness. The mind is cosmic, nothing less than cosmic. It's not that we experience pure awareness, but The conscious mind becomes consciousness, gains the state of consciousness, individual conscious mind, which has the ability of being conscious in time and space. So much space and present time. The conscious mind is capable of being conscious of this, being conscious of this, being conscious of this. Conscious mind has the ability of displaying experience in the field of time and space. But when it gains the state of consciousness, it is universal. In that universal awareness, the conscious mind is no more conscious mind. It is consciousness. The very basis of the conscious mind. Consciousness is the mother of conscious mind. It is the basis of conscious mind. It is the consciousness which, projected in time and space, gains the state of conscious mind. So in transcendental state, conscious mind becomes consciousness. In the waking state of consciousness, pure consciousness is subjected to the limitations of time and space. And that unbounded, eternal, pure consciousness is used for its limited sphere as conscious mind. So we don't say we experience transcendental absolute consciousness. We don't experience. It is the state of being. It is that which we already are. That is our existence. That is our status. We find ourselves in our absolute form. The mind finds itself in its essential, absolute state. It's not that the mind experiences it, because the conscious mind can display its ability of perception only in the relative field, and that is absolute being. In that state, the mind is what it in itself is. And the Upanishads say, that thou art, and that all this is. That sap is all this. Even though in the manifested form, every fiber of the sap, every fiber of the petal is the sap. Even in the manifested state, this is nothing but sap. Unmanifest sap is the manifest flower. Unmanifest being is the manifest body, mind, ego, intellect, the whole atmosphere, the entire universe. So that thou art, that unbounded, eternal, timeless, free from space, immortal, non-changing, pure existence, infinite energy and intelligence, is our own life, is the inner aspect of our own personality. We can't talk of its experience. We can't talk it in terms of experiencing. We can talk it in terms of being. When we experience something, we experience it outside us. And we can't experience ourselves outside ourselves. And therefore, we don't talk in terms of experience of pure consciousness, we talk in terms of gaining the state of pure consciousness, living that state of pure consciousness. It is our own inner being. It is our own inner structure of life. Life is eternal, pure, unbounded, immortal, free from change. This is the inner aspect of life. Outer aspect of life is subject to change and subject to change and subject to change. And what we find is continuity of this change in the relative. Because the change, one change, does not put an end to the life in the relative. So change and change and change and change. And this continuity of change is due to the immortality of our being. So that one change does not put an end to life, because life is eternal. So even though we feel life is changing, but it is changing on the basis of non-change, and that's why it keeps on changing and changing, and yet the continuity of life is experienced and lived. Because the inner aspect of life is change, is non-changing, immortal, eternal. So we don't mind something changing on the surface, fine, we have a variety here, and we have the unity and eternity inside. So our plan is IT and not miss the bliss of 100% unity within. And he is the leader who lives this both together. And then there is no chance of tumbling down. When we have developed that non-changing element in the midst of all change, then we have developed a spontaneous technique of living that non-change in the midst of change, and the life is automatically 200%. In this impact of 200%, we don't miss the kitchen. Ha ha ha.